world. And
one rice to rule them all.
One rice dream. Bring the rice out, why won't you? So yeah, Andrew Rice is fairly dressed up right now. If I could describe what he's wearing, it could only be described as something you would wear to a dinner gala.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I asked him earlier why he was wearing a tuxedo, and he said, what am I, a farmer? It's after 6 p.m. To which I replied...
Classic me.
Yeah, I know, he's just Andrew with the replies. How are you? How are you doing? Tell me something.
I'm good. I'm just kind of recovering from a whirlwind, as usual.
A whirlwind?
A whirlwind.
Whirlwind. Sorry. Not wearing a tux. I can't speak like that.
2 weeks ago, I was at South By.
I didn't even ask you.
I'm just going to talk about it, though.
Hey, so where have you been?
2 weeks ago, I was in Austin, Texas for South By Southwest. And then I went to Chicago for the RA party at Smart Bar.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Who played that?
It was DJ Harvey and the Black Madonna.
How long did DJ Harvey DJ for?
3 hours.
It's nothing.
But so did Black Madonna. So
he's put 6 hours.
It was
hours.
A pretty good night.
I thought DJ Harvey only DJs if he can play for like 30 hours or more.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
Harvey's a sellout. He'll play whatever.
Well, will he play EDM?
No, I said he'll play like whatever time slot.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he'll play whatever.
He actually played really well. Like straight up house.
He's dope. Yeah.
He can be weird sometimes though. He can go like too off piece and just like ruin a night.
Oh. Okay. I don't know. Now I know.
Clearly haven't seen Harvey enough times.
No, I clearly haven't. I know he's old.
He is.
And he has a lot of records. He has long hair.
Mm-hmm. And a mustache.
And a mustache. Shouts out DJ Harvey.
But Smart Bar is an amazing club. It was a good crowd. Line up around the block.
I wanted to say, I looked at RA and I looked at like the whole series that you guys are doing. And the website you guys set up about Smart Bar, that like webpage where it went through like the pictures and like the layout and all that stuff, is like extremely well done.
Yeah, it just started with like a new look for features, and we're gonna have one up for Concrete in Paris, I think this week.
Cool.
Or next week.
It was like impressively well done.
Good.
Shouts out to whoever did web stuff on your website.
That's the web team.
The web
stuffers. It's in-house.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they killed it.
Amidst all that, I also had like my biggest feature ever go up online on RA about like the new wave of gay parties in the US, the gay techno underground.
So, what were some of the parties you covered in that?
Like Honey Sound System in San Francisco, Spotlight in LA, Hot Mass / Honcho in Pittsburgh, Wrecked in New York.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, Honey's great. I like Dick Slap in Seattle. It's a good one too.
That's actually a dope name for a party.
Yeah.
Okay, so at South By, you did something really cool.
I did a panel with Richie Houghton about music tech.
How did that go?
Okay. It was about his new mixer, which he's launching like next week, but because he hasn't announced it yet, he wouldn't talk about the actual mixer, so it was kind of like a lot of talking around it. But
he was like, you can mix songs.
But we had a good chat about like his history of like music tech and why he thinks that people need to go back to basics and that digital DJing makes everything
too
easy.
Wait. The guy who came out with this, the Cube.
He's done with that now. He has the new mixer's all analog.
Okay, that's sick. But the dude had a Cube at one point.
Yeah.
And now he's like, no, the Cube is garbage. Like
everything is garbage.
The Cube is trash. Trash the Cube. Like we're just gonna have like
two turntables and a microphone.
Basic.
He's basically Beck.
He might be Beck. He kind of has the Beck look about
him. Yeah, they're just thinking that.
Yeah.
And then we had him and Matrix Fan play a party that night as well, which was fun.
Was it lit? Would you describe that party as lit?
Yeah, it was like Richie Houghton and at like a 150 cap club. It's pretty intimate.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy for him, I guess. So let's get back to the Cube. Did you see the promo for the Cube when it came out?
But I have never used it.
Everyone was like wearing like fake Dumb or Doma, or it might have been real Dumb or Doma. It looked insane. It was actually the craziest promo I've seen in my entire life. And it was a Cube that played music.
Well, fun fact, Richie Houghton actually interviewed me for his tour film, which is coming out after the tour that he's on right now.
So you're going to be on Richie Houghton's tour?
Yeah. He asked me what I love about DJing.
What do you love about DJing?
I can't remember what I said. You have to just wait and see.
As an avid DJ, what do you love about DJing?
No. It was from the perspective of someone who experiences DJs at clubs.
No, fair enough. I just wanted to have an opportunity to
give
you more time. See ya. I'm just going to play Florist for the next hour and Slime Season.
Shouts to Logan.
Big shouts out to Logan. I don't know if he's listening or doing his chores.
Saw him kill it at Seasons Festival last week.
Yo, when he dropped Awuga by Calvin Harris, shit was crazy. Actually, big shouts out to Seasons Festival. I like didn't manage to make it out because I'm like a terrible person, but I heard it was lit. I heard it was really fun. So, and shouts out for like Pacific Rhythm for doing their thing and bringing in some really, well, bringing Sadar Bahar
and Invisible City.
Invisible City, yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, and Logan.
And Jean Brazo.
Yes, true.
Ramsey.
I don't know. That's a solid lineup all weekend.
Cohen's live set was great.
That was like, what, his second time doing it, I guess?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Good.
Vancouver's doing well. Shout out to you,
doing
Vancouver.
Tings.
Big Tings Iguan.
I gotta change the track. It's gonna end.
Okay, change the track. I'll keep the people busy by looking at some events. The events for the weekend. What's going on? The song is cool, by the way. Okay, let's see what's going on. I can hear it. It's happening. It's happening for shout. Okay, so this weekend you got Thursday at Club TBA, a party called Go. Oh, it's Friday. Sorry, at 11:59 a.m.
Who's playing it?
I don't know. Some people. Let's see. Club TBA, Go.
Love Club TBA.
Best club.
Classic Vancouver venue.
I was at Club TBA last Friday. I played some music. And if you were there, you got to experience me playing all the rap music, which was really fun. All the rap music minus all the gin and tonics for me.
Zia berating the audience, yep. Asking for more booze.
Straight up, you book me, better have those G&Ts on deck.
Zia dissing Skylight on air.
I'm not dissing Skylight on air. I'm just saying, if you book me, have the G&Ts on deck. It's that simple. It's like it's just a contract. That's no. And now it's no because I just announced it on air. Okay, so playing Go. Yeah, I'm simultaneously, I'm dissing them because I'm like, I'm announcing their event, right? This is not supporting them.
Explain what the event is then, Zia.
Okay, fine. It's Downtown Solutions. Nap.
Jean Brazo.
Yeah, yeah. Ben Soda. Morgan Trista. And it's at Club TBA.
Sounds like a great Vancouver lineup.
On Friday night, yeah. Playing you and use tracks, techno, dance, garage, acid, EBM, breaks, and more. So that should be a good one. Friday night, you got your Friday night.
This song playing right now comes from Vancouver.
Who is this?
Minimal Violence.
Oh, crazy. That's cool. Okay, what else do we have going on here? I don't know, it doesn't really look. That looks like your weekend, basically. Do you know of any events that are happening this weekend?
There's something else on Friday, but I forget what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. My usual Friday stop is like the Fox Projection Room for Nina Mendoza. Shout out to Nina, holding it down.
What's your what's the look? Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Side chick, aka my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first. Side chick, Saturday, April 9th, with your boy Zia, with your boy Sam, who's flying in from Toronto. Aleem will be in the building. Andrew Rice's birthday, April 9th, Projection Room.
Damon Steele's birthday.
That's trouble. I'm gonna have him banned. Be there, be square. I'm actually not. I really like Damon. He's a great guy. Okay, fine. I think I'm done talking. Are you done talking?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to songs.
Let's do a song from Vancouver Duo Minimal Violence.
Bye.
Shoutouts to Richie Boo, Richard McFarlane, 1080pcollection.net, Twitter at 1080p.
Yo, big shouts out to Richie Boo, 1080p. I see you, dog.
Welcome back to the talking.
Yeah, talk zone.
So that first track that I played at the beginning when we were rambling was from one of my favorite Detroit Chicago producers called Shady P. Runs a label called Catholic Press. Really like funny gimmicky artwork, but just really good like low slung, like dirty techno house.
Dirty but techno.
The song is called Post Tech House, which is a great title.
I wrote down the song title and I chuckled.
You write down all the song titles, it's your job.
I know. Not like my actual formal job, but it's like what I do here, along with host the show and occasionally play music.
The second track was from Minimal Violence, who are a Vancouver duo who just signed to an Irish label called First Second, so that's cool for them.
Do you think that Irish label is actually a secret tax haven?
No, it's run by an Irish guy, so.
Okay. So he's just straight up in the tax haven.
Yeah, he's living in the tax haven.
It's amazing.
Okay. The track before was from one of my favorite and most underrated producers, ERP, aka Convection. He's an electro guy from Texas. Makes kind of like moody Drexel style stuff from Dallas. Always amazing. No one really like knows him well enough to pay attention. But he's doing much.
But you're paying attention,
of course.
That's right. Doing your job.
And this is from Faulty DL's new EP under the name Tenant. It's a mini album inspired by AFX's Hangable Autobulb EPs from the mid-90s. So it's just like some classic IDM styles. Nice drum work.
When do you get to playing some EDM?
Why are you telling me what to do?
I'm not. I'm just making a gentle slow. I'm actually asking you a question. I'm not telling you anything. I didn't say play some EBM. I said, when are you going to play some EBM?
I don't know. Maybe tonight, maybe in a month.
That's,
maybe in 2 months.
That's an appropriate like reaction.
All right.
To my question. We should let them enjoy this, shouldn't we?
All right.
Okay.
Shout out to Joe. Joseph Stewart.
Yo, just want to give a very big shout out to Joe. Joseph Stewart, I see you. Shouts out to Aaron Smith, aka Stanley Park, out in Mexico.
Holding it down in the playa.
Playas in the playa.
Eating an El Fogon.
Oh yeah, Taco Man, I see you.
Private pool.
Private playa.
Shout out to Ghostly International on the tweets.
Just want to give a very big shout out to Ghostly International. I see you tweet and play it.
Shout out to Jules Andre Brown, holding it down.
Jules Andre Brown, I see you. Shouts out. You're holding it down.
To Liam in Toronto in the six.
Liam, I see you holding it down in the six. The young six god. Shouts out.
If only you could see the hand gestures he was making when he said that.
I'm like a bird, I only fly away.
Where's your home?
North. I mean, I actually just don't know where it is.
There has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
So there's music starting eventually. It's coming.
Ambient. Don't worry about it.
That last track before the commercial break was some smooth LA sounds from Benedek. It's a close associate of the Vancouver sound, the Vancouver crew.
That's
from
true.
His new EP on Leaving Records, preceding the album.
Where's Leaving Records from?
LA. Run by Matthew David.
How convenient.
This is from the new album on Compact by Kenneth James Gibson, which is the name of a producer called Appendix Shuffle, who's been doing minimal techno for like 15 years. Compact has a new series called Pop Ambient, like a new album series called Pop Ambient, separate from their compilations, and this is one of the albums on it. It's all like strings and slide guitars.
Cool.
It's not minimal techno.
No.
thought not. I'd ease us back into things.
Why isn't this minimal techno?
Because it's not. It's ambient. It's pop ambient.
When are you going to play Slime Season 3?
Stop asking me that.
It's a very valid question. Streets want to know.
At the end.
Deal.
When Crimes and Treason starts at 9.
I'm sure we can have that arranged. why aren't we just playing it right now?
Because this is my show tonight.
I mean, like, you do have a very good point. But also Young Thug.
Well, yeah, but just shut up.
No, I'm going to cut off your mic right now.
I'm going to cut off your mic.
We'll cut off each other's mic. I just want to give a very big shout out to the man, the myth, the legend, Jake.
Oh, right. I forgot about our system. Give a big shout out to Jake out in Beemore.
Do your thing.
Ambient music makes you really sweaty.
But calm. Thank you. I'd like to give a big shout out to Andrew Rice's mom. Thanks for always tuning in when Andrew's on the show.
Shout out to my mom. I had to play this one because Zia claimed not to know it.
But now I know it.
Zia's a poser.
I'm gonna cut off your mic.
You keep saying that. The last track was was from Roska's new EP as Bakongo. Bakongo is one of his aliases. It's probably the best Roska record in like 4 years because it sounds like an old Roska record. Roska's drums are amazing.
Promises. It's my favorite Roska record.
It's a good record.
Yeah.
But then that reminded me of this song, which he said he didn't know. So now we're playing it.
Not by name.
UK Funky Classic, Do You Mind? Taylor Face featuring Kyla. It's Crazy Cousins Remix.
It's a great
2009.
Song. It's a great song.
You can't talk.
I am talking.
No.
Talking right now.
KBBS vibes. Got this from a Zippy share link from 2009. Vintage MP3. My first time ever DJing.
Complex in the zero. First time on the flip shop. This time shine ten shot. Monday till Monday. Shine dog jump back up. Cabona bit in the day. Then go with the fair. Okay, shop. That's my chair. Lock this thing to the zone. Complex in the zero. First time on the flip shop. This time shine ten shot. Monday till Monday. Shine on top of my car. Ya bona bitch in the name. Then go home and quit it. What's so bad? La festa was so bad. What's so bad? Petit cheese was so bad. What's so bad? La festa was so bad. What's so bad? What's so bad? What's so bad? La festa was so bad. Sure. What's so bad? Petit cheese was so bad. What's so bad? What's so bad? What's so bad? What's so bad? Huh. The first thing on the UK.
I just want to give a big shout out to Zia.
I just want to give a very big shout out to Andrew Rice.
That last track was from the new record on Keysound, one of my favorite labels in existence. It's this like kind of like global collaboration project. Two producers, one from Africa, one from South Africa, one from the UK, and three different vocalists from Jamaica, the UK, and South Africa. That was the South African version. Really good EP. It's kind of like a combination of like 130 like UK funky vibes with like that calm subgenre from South Africa.
Playing a lot of funky.
I like it funky.
You could say we're getting funky.
Not anymore. This is the end of the funk.
Oh.
Now we're just into like ethereal techno territory.
Andrew Rice, the man who ended the funk.
This is the track from one of the new 12 inches on 1080p, another Vancouver label. It's by Extraterrestrial, aka Adam Feingold from Montreal. Some classic like AFX vibes again.
Shouts out to Canada.
Shouts out to Richie Boo again.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Zia just told me that he's never heard that.
He couldn't even say the joke.
I should not be allowed near a microphone. Neither should Zia.
And here we are.
Shouts out to Relly Rells outside the studio, outside the stew.
Talk, baby.
Fuck all that. Let's get to it. Are you happy?
I've been waiting for this all show.
The Is Request.
Shouts out Crimes and Treasons.
Blast. I got bitches wanna fuck me, so wrong, do me bad. I got cash in my pants, I got cash on
the And that was that, another hour of Inside Out Radio.
With a twist at the end.
Yes, a very welcome twist. Thank you, Andrew Rice, for being on the show.
Thank you, Zia Hirji.
Shouts out to everyone, big up yourselves, just in the world. Yeah, that's it.
Shouts out to everyone holding it down, breathing that oxygen.
This is Inside Out Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked for Crimes and Treasons coming up next. We don't use phones, we no silly niggas. I think I need help with my kidney, nigga. No cap, but you know I'm just kidding with you. I let this shit fire the silly nigga. I'm hot like an eye on a skillet, nigga. She suck on that dick on the plane and I jack call her out here. Woo, I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit, I picked out the carrot. I'm just side smoking cushy, I need someone rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with her. She bet I might stay with her. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them.